Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it. Up to $2,000 in value for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan. And iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Sip is still reeling from not knowing.
We're all reeling from that.
Babe Ruth for the answer for the game show. You've been chastised by Keith Mann. You've been chastised by our guest now, Husker Line, Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. It sounds like you would have known that Babe Ruth was who Hank Aaron surpassed for the all-time home runs leader.
It's a tough one.
Leave it to the ultimate Babe in the Woods, Stephen M. Sipple, to not know Babe Ruth. Yeah.
Now, here's the deal, Sean. As you know, I, of course, knew that. But you know that when you're live on live radio, sometimes you get caught. You know, you just have a lapse. Of course I knew.
We've had some bad ones over the years where, like, just like an obvious thing, and you're like, how did we not know? I get it. We got to give you a hard time. I mean, that's what we got to do, right?
Oh, I'm getting a lot. I'm getting it from all quarters. You know,
text messages, correct?
Yeah, you know, Greg.
Who is the winningest coach in Nebraska football history? You're like, ooh, I can't think. Oh, Tom Osborne. Yeah. I mean, that's about what that was there.
And yeah, there's a lot of people texting my personal text line, chastising me.
Yes.
And that number is?
Yeah, don't say it out loud again. Don't say it out loud. You've done it before. He's done it on the air before, so it's great.
I've been with him when these texts come in from random listeners. It's quite a sight.
Yeah. Well, he did it to himself.
If you're a random listener that obtained his number, please text in about...
Please don't.
We did not do that ourselves. That was you. Sean, last time we talked to you, we did not know that Nebraska and Tennessee was not going to be played in 2026-27. This was announced on Friday. Mm-hmm. How long was this in the works for, if you knew about that? And I guess your overall thoughts on how this all went down on Nebraska's side.
Yeah, I don't know how many weeks this has been in motion for. Because, you know, going back to the fall, you know, when we talked to Troy Dannon, you know, he talked about the stadium project at that point. And, you know, one of the things... You know, they wanted to have full capacity for the Tennessee game in 26 was something they brought up at that point, and how he knew that game was important to the fan base. Mm-hmm. So to see it kind of turn, you know, that was a surprise because, you know, you felt like the series is moving forward. Now, with that said, we've seen a lot of SEC Big Ten series get canceled. You know, there's been two or three, you know, over the last couple of years, year or two, that have been canceled, and everyone's kind of, wow, the Nebraska-Tennessee thing is still alive, and they're going to play this thing, and then here we are now. And, you know, Tennessee did this to Nebraska as well back in 2013. They asked Nebraska to move the 2016-2017 series, and this contract was signed, guys, back in 06. So it's a long contract that Steve Peterson put together many, many years ago. And then Tennessee had the game in Bristol Motor Speedway against Virginia Tech for 2016-2017. And their reasoning then was, we would like some schedule relief because we don't want to play Nebraska and Virginia Tech on the same schedule. So Nebraska agreed. They replaced them with Oregon back then, and then they moved it to 26-27, a 10-year move. And now Nebraska, they're kind of in their own pickle with the reduction of capacity and some of the budget things, and I think they asked Tennessee if they would move it again, and here we are. They didn't want to do it, you know, because we don't really know where schedules are going anyway. I mean, by the 2030s, we all know it's going to look a lot different. So this game was going to be played in 2026, 2027, or it wasn't going to be played at all. Because I don't really think, you know, putting it another 10 years down the road would have worked, especially with the low buyout number that was on that deal. And Danny White expressed his frustrations that the buyout was only $500,000 per year, which is extremely low for a game of that value. But that term was put into place back in 2006 when Steve Peterson and guys like Mark Boehm were running the show for Nebraska. It's a whole different time in college football. I'm sure Tim Cassidy, Bill, was probably involved in putting that game together back in 06.
Could have been.
What do you think, Sean? I mean, what's your read on the temperature of the fan base in terms of the fan base's reaction to that news on Friday?
I think the timing is it's tough timing because there's nothing going on right now. It's so limited with news. So here you have two great college football markets, and I'll use our measurement of On3. Two of our three biggest sites in all of On3 are Nebraska and VolQuest. So you have just massively engaged, passionate fan bases that drive traffic, that drive clicks, that drive engagement. And when there's nothing going on, this was just served up to kind of dominate the news cycle. So they put it out on Friday, but you know, it's still dominated and it got a lot of play, a lot of headline. I think people were opinionated about it. But I think at the same time, Ohio State's played three Group of Five games. They won the national title. The year before, Michigan did that. They won the national title. Indiana did it this year, and they made the college football playoffs. So we've seen the formula play out. When you play nine Big Ten games compared to eight in the SEC, you're at a disadvantage right there if you're in the Big Ten. And by adding teams like Oregon and USC and UCLA and Washington, it's almost like you've added non-conference games because these teams aren't really traditional Big Ten teams to a lot of our fan base here. So I can argue it both ways, but I also obviously get the frustration because this was going to be a bucket list trip for a lot of Nebraska fans to get to go out to Knoxville and also a bucket list thing to see an SEC team come into Memorial Stadium for the first time since the 80s.
Wow.
South Carolina came here, guys, but they weren't in the SEC yet. So you've got to go back to like the early mid 80s, the last time an SEC team traveled to Lincoln.
When did South Carolina come here, Sean?
Mid late 80s.
Mid late 80s. I got my
it's
media
been that
guide.
Long.
I got my media guide right here.
87?
I can kind of how do I not remember stuff?
They were not in the SEC.
You're right. They came here in 87. You're right. Nebraska was ranked second.
Auburn was here in the 80s. And I want to say Bo Jackson, right around the Bo Jackson era, they played here. But you don't get SEC teams to travel, period, let alone to Nebraska. I mean, this doesn't happen. So I think naturally that was probably like, it would be cool. I mean, this is kind of what it's all about. But as we know, college football is no longer what it's all about. It's completely different as far as how this game has changed, and it's going to continue to change.
You want some better times, Sean? Better times. 1987, Nebraska's non-conference schedule. UCLA, that was a 2-3 game.
Troy Aikman, UCLA, correct?
Yep. At Arizona State, that was 2-12. And then South Carolina came to town. That was your non-con with Utah State.
They played four.
It was Utah non-con. State. Yeah, Utah State to open was a nothing. But, yeah, they played UCLA at Arizona State and South Carolina. Better times.
Yeah, that's when you could do that, though, in the Big 8 era because have one or two real difficult Big 8 games. So,
ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
It was just a different... And there weren't... You know, you think about college football in that era, there wasn't like much of a lower level. I mean, it was the power conferences and maybe like the MAC. I mean, there just wasn't a lot of... Like now we have 120-some teams and they play these games for the money.
Yeah,
this was a different era as far as how you scheduled. I mean, you just didn't see... Like I remember when Middle Tennessee State came here.
Uh-huh.
that was kind of like in Pacific. I mean, those were in that time was like, whoa, like what's Nebraska doing playing Middle Tennessee State or Pacific? I mean, that was not common. Now, obviously, it's very common.
Good point, Sean.
Joined by Sean Callahan. Sean, speaking, we look ahead to April and the spring game weekend, and Troy Dannon told you and Sip last weekend, you know, some potential ideas of things that could happen instead of the spring game. Flag football was being discussed, or maybe a volleyball spring match. What are you thinking in terms of what Troy said, and what could happen in April?
Well, first of all, we are going to add Adam Carricker to our team if it's a Husker Online team, and Coach Bush will be our honorary head coach.
All right, Bill.
He's never been a head coach.
True, but not true.
Whoa.
Me and Jerry Godowski were co-head coaches of the last win of the Nebraska freshman football.
You and Jerry were co-head. Yes. Well, we'll talk about that later. That's amazing.
We might have to draft Damon on our team, too. We should be okay. I mean, Sipple will be our kind of a free safety on the back end. But
roaming out there, I see him sideline to sideline. Put a neck roll on him.
58 years old.
All right, well, you're seeing this everywhere. Alabama guys yesterday announced they're going to do a modified deal. They're not doing a spring game. I mean, it's Nebraska kind of came out first, but you know, Penn State is one of the few that has said they still plan to do one. Iowa has never really done one for a number of years. They just do kind of a 15th practice. They're going to continue that model. But, you know, Ohio State, Texas, USC, Florida. They didn't know yet, but it felt like they were going in the direction of a modified deal. And I think as you see other teams doing it as a coach, you feel more comfortable. You know, like Florida with that quarterback, you really think they want to do much with him in a spring game setting? I mean, so it's going to be interesting to see because of the money involved in paying the players. I mean, now it's their money too. This is Nebraska's money. It's Florida's money. It's Alabama's money from the university directly paying these players. So I think you do look at this a lot differently, especially when the players could leave at any moment.
Yeah. Sean, Big Time Media Day is heading to Vegas instead of Indy. If you're going to Vegas this year for Media Days, are you fired up or do you wish it was still in Indy? Where are you standing this, Sean?
I will say this. I've already made a dinner reservation to the Golden Steer Steakhouse. Look it up. It's like the mafia renowned. I've always wanted to go there. So we're that's how excited we are. We're set to go. I think we want to do some shows out there as well. I'm sure you guys will.
Are we going?
We're going. I'm sure the whole DP is probably bringing the whole operation out there, too. It's going to be a fun week. I'm looking forward to it. I think the Indy setup had gotten a little stale, in my opinion. You know, I thought last year's was they moved it to 3 days, and it was just okay. I just think this will kind of pump a little bit more new life into the event, maybe get it some more media exposure, some more media attention, Look, it will probably be flying to believe it or not, guys, flying to Indy, and Jake, you can attest, it's A, hard, and B, very expensive. Flying to Vegas in July, I don't think is going to be expensive for media compared to Indy. And driving to Indy is a long drive as well. So I'm excited for it. It will be interesting to see the layout. If this is a one-year thing, you know, what drove this decision. But I'm sure Petites is kind of looking to make more of a splash with the event.
I think it's an incredible
turn
of events.
He's excited, Sean.
Yeah, I need this stuff late in my career, Sean, to keep me going.
I've taken you to Hawaii, Ireland, and now Vegas. You know, I've just kind
New York,
completed
LA.
The trifecta.
Yeah, I've been all over the. Yeah, it's been great.
Belton, Texas, Sip. Bucky's gas station.
He has a sticker still on his laptop from Bucky's.
Some really good barbecue down. Where did we go to that? Where was that barbecue that I liked? What was it?
Terry Black's.
He remembers it off the top.
Sean knows. Sean, he's got a memory like an elephant. Terry Black's.
We went to Rudy's the first year in Texas, and it's kind of more of a chainy, like a Famous Dave's. But we thought it was really
Sip
good.
Likes I got chains.
A
lot of.
But Terry Black's was one of the best, if not the best, barbecue I've ever had in Waco, and they have a couple in like Austin and other places.
People made fun of that Rudy's call, and Sean, you know me, I'm a chain guy. Rudy's, I thought it was excellent. I was startled that you were getting heat from people. Like, what? Really? We're getting criticized?
Well, they hosted the Baylor's coaches show there. So, like, when Rule was the coach of Baylor, like, his show was done, and they had, like, a set in there. I mean, it was a fine place, but Terry Black's was complete. I mean, Terry Black's is, I've never seen a barbecue place like that before.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Husker Alliance, Sean Callahan.
Where are we going? Is it Mandalay Bay?
Yeah, so it's not on the football field this year. I like being at Lucas Oil Stadium and doing the show from the sideline and being on the field in general. This will be in a big convention
center. Do you agree with Sean that it had gotten stale in Indy?
To a certain
extent.
You
were there.
I mean, we just had four new teams out of this year, though. So you got to see, you know, Lincoln Riley. You got to see Dan Lanning. You hadn't seen them before. So I don't know if I would say this past year was stale. Maybe it gets stale this year, but not anymore. Vegas.
I was okay.
I liked Indy. I like Indianapolis.
I really like Lucas Oil. And you could just walk downtown to your hotel. I like that setup. But this will be better. This will be better. Good idea by the Big Ten.
Great idea.
You think so?
I think it's a great idea.
Vegas.
Yeah. Indianapolis, like you said, you guys, every time you started talking about it, it's like it's not easy to get there.
Oh.
Jake would drive like 14 hours straight in a van.
It was 9.5 to 10 hours. It was rough.
He would drive the van.
Drive the van.
Interstate most of the way. If you took I-80, if you go down to Missouri, take a lot of highway that way. But I love the city, but it's a long drive. Yeah. And there's no direct flights there from Omaha.
It's hard to get to.
You guys had this trip from hell a couple years ago. They flew over to Charlotte. Your flight got canceled. You had to go to Cincinnati and sit and drive through the night.
And drove from Cincinnati.
You got to get 3 a.m.
Yep. Yeah. It was not good. But
Vegas has got to be at 4 flights a day from Omaha.
Is there?
There'll be several. Yeah, there'll be several flights.
Is there a Lincoln to Vegas? No, there's not.
Grand
Island. Grand Island does.
GI to Vegas exists.
Yes. Grand Island goes direct. Yes.
Is the stool going out here?
I would love to see that you guys fly out of Grand Island. That would excite me.
It would, me too. Well,
we'd love if Bill wanted to go to Vegas for
is
this.
Is the stool going?
Yes, I would like to go.
You would be in.
I'd like to be a participant.
You'd see a lot of friends out
Only
there.
Only if Swim gets to go. If Swim doesn't go, I don't go.
Swim will go.
Yeah. He'll be there.
Swim will be there.
I'd imagine, Bill, you see a lot of faces that you like to see, a lot of friends in industry.
We're talking about
and Ross Dellinger would be there, of course, too.
Yeah, Ross will be there.
Will Ross be there?
Oh, absolutely.
Was he there?
Yeah. Yes.
July 25th is what we're talking about. Yeah. I think, is that right?
It's a three day event.
Yeah, July 25th to 27th.
Well, if anyone mentions the first week of games at that time, we've already discussed it today, so we know what the schedule is. We went over it in great detail.
You can revisit that, by the way.
Might have to.
Might
slip on a few people. There's some incredible games week one Wednesday.
From Husker Rick, by the way, in St. Louis. So Sean mentioned you're going to eat at the Golden Steer. He says that is the best steakhouse ever. They make Caesar salad right at your table.
Do you guys understand what Sean does? What Sean does on these trips is he'll have the hotel and a steakhouse. He'll have the reservations the day of the event, the day the event is announced. It's incredible what he does.
So you already have them, reservations?
Oh, we have reservations at the Golden Steer.
Yeah.
Which was in Casino.
Which you have to kind of get, because once that word got out, I'd imagine that's a lot of people coming.
Sean jumps on it. He jumps.
First thing, got to get a reservation. I like that thinking, yeah. Sean.
Yeah, good job.
When we come back, we'll chat with Meg Kahn, the VP of Big Ten Women's Basketball, next on Early Break on The Ticket.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.